Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
I know you don't have a lot of time, but maybe, you know, you love watching TV shows. Your favorite TV show. I know you, you've been in Brazil for quite a while. Any good TV shows out of Brazil? Cable TV, obviously?
Not really. Mm. I mean, Brazilian TV is... we tend to watch a lot of HBO and a lot of cable, you know, international cable stuff. I've just finished watching Sons of Anarchy, season 7, which I love. And I've just started watching a Danish TV show called Borgen, which is about Danish politics, funnily enough.
Okay.
Funnily enough, which is quite deep, really. But it's good.
Okay, movie star.
My wife.
Oh, yes, she is a movie star in Brazil.
She's just made her first feature film, yeah. So she, to me, she's a movie star.
What is her name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Where did you see her for the very first time, and when did you know she's mine?
When we went on tour to Brazil in 2000, and we were met at the airport, she was our translator. And I was walking behind her and admiring the, how can I say, the rear view. And basically, within days, I knew. I don't know if she knew, but I knew. And then nothing happened on that particular trip, but we kept in touch afterwards, and I went... The mission went back down to South Africa, South America the same year, and we played in Chile, and I invited her over, and that's when it all kicked off.
Okay, comedian. Any favorite comedian, maybe British-American?
Tommy Cooper.
Mm.
Do you know Tommy Cooper?
No.
He was like 50s and 60s and 70s. He used to wear like a fez, and he used to do magic tricks that always used to mess up.
Did you ever go and see him live?
No, I didn't. But he died on stage. Funnily enough. I
mean, oh, really?
Sadly enough. Yet he died during a performance on stage, yeah. He was really funny. I mean, my dad loves him. Maybe it's because my dad loves him so much.
Yeah, I should go and dig out some of the stuff and play it on my show.
I'm not sure it's aged very well.
Well, if the jokes are good. Okay.
I don't know if they have.
We know. I'm not even going to ask a sport football, right?
Footballer?
Yeah.
Robbie Fowler.
And you met him. Tell me the story, because last time I interviewed you, you mentioned his name, and that was when he was sniffing
the line.
He was a bit of a problem child then, and I said, have you ever met him? And you said no. And tell me the story. When did you finally meet Robbie Fowler?
A year or so ago, I was up at the Liverpool Football Club TV station. They invited me up to play a couple of songs, which they filmed and put on a show. And he interviewed me about my love of all things Liverpool. And it was actually great being in the studio, because they had all like Michael Owen's boots just lying there and all this paraphernalia. It was very very tempting to be light-fingered, but I resisted. But anyway, doing the interview, and one of the questions was, who's your all-time favourite Liverpool player? Or favourite footballer. It had to be a Liverpool player. And it has to be Robbie Fowler. And, you know, I said, why, blah, blah. And then at the interview finished, we were getting ready to leave, and one of the guys came downstairs and said, Robbie's upstairs, would you like to go and meet him? I was like, whoa. And they filmed it and everything, you know, I had my photograph taken with him, and I was very nervous, very starstruck. And, but, you know, after the first 30 seconds, we ended up getting great. We ended up talking for 10, 15 minutes, you know, joking and stuff. We're joking about how many houses he's got, and he was talking about being out in Australia playing and stuff.
Did he know the mission? I mean, he's a bit younger than you, but...
He'd heard of me, or heard of the band, but I don't know if he was that familiar. I mean, he's into Christa Berg and things like that.
Shame, the poor guy.
Well, you know, footballers aren't renowned for their good musical taste, are they?
So now we know what he used to listen to in his headphones before he played.
Baby
in
red.
Right, City. This is a tough one.
Who?
City.
City?
Your favourite city.
Rome.
Rome. Why do you love Rome so much? Romantic.
It is romantic. It's beautiful. I love the architecture. I love the history. I mean, it used to be Paris, but I spent a lot of time in Paris. And then my wife and I went to Rome like 3 or 4 years ago and spent a couple of weeks there. I just fell in love with the place. Everywhere you turn, there's something beautiful to look at, you know. And I just love it.
Did you ever play in Rome?
Oh, yeah.
The Mission. But a lot of fans there.
Yeah, we've always done very well in Rome, but the problem being on tour, as you can probably guess, is you never get a chance to see anywhere, really. You know, you get in there, you go and see a venue, see a hotel, and then you get back on the bus and go somewhere else.
Okay, we mentioned City Country. This is going to be a tough one for you.
If I didn't live in Brazil, I would like to live in Italy. Actually, Italy.
And the Italians, do they love the mission when you played there?
The thing about Italy is it's always great to go on holiday, but to play there is absolutely horrendous because they're so chaotic, so disorganized. They really are terrible to work with. But being there on holiday, whatever, it's great. I love the food, love the culture. But
talking about that food, your favorite food.
I can see a theme recurring here. Italian, I guess.
Okay.
Although I'm very fond of Mexican too.
And do you cook at home? The Naked Wayne Chef?
Not really.
Not at all. So.
I can do a good mashed potato.
Do you love wining and dining? Do you have a lot of friends over in Sao Paulo? Well, you just live outside, but do you go out often to restaurants, or do you
If I'm in the city with my wife, because my wife spends a lot more time in the city than I do, and we have an apartment there, we go out quite a lot when I'm there. But when we're at home, she cooks at home. We don't go out a lot now.
Have you had a South African braai there in Sao Paulo?
No, what's a braai?
A barbecue.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so it's...
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Barbecues are a little more difficult. You know, what, grilled cheese? Yeah, lovely.
And a bit of fish. Okay. let's look at your favorite drink.
Vino tinto.
Yeah, lovely. And what do you think of South African red wines? Because you've been here about 3-4 times now, and you've been to my house, polished how many bottles of red there. But you love South African red wine. I mean,
yeah, I do. I mean, I like red wine. I'm not a connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. I basically drink what I'm given. I do have a preference for... I like South African wine. I like Chilean wine. I like Argentinian wine.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. You have to be honest here. Bad habit.
Bad habit. That's a giveaway, isn't it? Bad habit.
You don't bite your nails when you watch football, do you?
I do, but that's not a bad habit. That's just a reflex, isn't it?
Smoking, maybe.
Well, I like the occasional cigarette, so that's not really... That doesn't require... Mm. I've always... I think... Smoking looks cool. I mean, it's not cool, but it looks cool. Mm. And I do still like the occasional cigarette, particularly when I drink. I can't admit to anything there.
Your biggest fear, Wayne Hussey?
My biggest fear? I don't like spiders.
Yeah, we'll talk about Opikopi. The mission came out of South Africa, played at Opikopi. We got you some rondavel, some... Lovely.
Yeah, you said luxury accommodation.
Yeah, luxury accommodation.
You got luxury accommodation for your Opikopi.
And you got there, did the gig. Did you enjoy that show?
It was crowd. A bit bonkers, wasn't it?
Oh, we went wild. And then you got back to your chalets, your rondavels, and we had to drive you back immediately.
Well, there were all these white marks on the wall, and it was like... And the thing is, being the singer, you said, oh, we got one just for you, Wayne. You can stay there on your own. It's like, oh, lovely. And they said, what are all those white marks on the wall? Oh, those are spiders' nests. Right, where's the van? Let's go back to the hotel.
But you also played at the Rand Easter Show. Do you remember that in Johannesburg?
Is that the shopping mall?
No, it was another venue where they have all the shows. And it's like, you guys were there, don't worry about it. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. I remember playing the Rand Easter Show.
Yeah, Kailami was brilliant as well with Yotu Yindi. And who was on the bill? Was it
Tracy Chapman? Yeah.
South African band Squeal, and the rain came down. Remember?
Yes, I do. Yes, I remember that.
But that was a brilliant gig. I'll never forget that. I think
that was the last gig the lineup of the mission did. Actually, that was the last gig I intended doing with the mission, because after that I split the band up and went to live in America.
You came out here. There was a little place called. the, I'll think about it now. It was in Melville. There was a little a house. And we sat down, waited outside a bit. Then you came in with your guitar and you played. For about an hour, this one guy was sitting next to me. And he said, can you tell this guy to start playing some Smiths? We're getting tired of all these Mission songs. And I said, do you know that that's Wayne Hussey from the Mission? And the guy couldn't believe it. The bass line in Melville, it was a house. Remember, you performed there.
No,
in this,
no.
In this like a little restaurant. And
no,
it was,
I don't
that was
that.
The funniest thing ever. I said, that's the guy. He didn't know you were in town. I think it was just one of those, like, Wayne was here, you were going to record some stuff or whatever. And there you were.
That's a good story. I like that one.
That's a brilliant story. All right, let's play Johnny Cash now. Hurt, what does the song mean? Oh, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant cover version.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it covers two great artists, really. It covers Trent Reznor, who I like. I mean, Nine Inch Nails, he wrote the song. And then the Johnny Cash version is just it's heartbreaking.
He also changed a couple of the words.
Because yeah, but I mean, that's his prerogative. Yeah. He's Johnny Cash, for God's sake.
Do whatever, yeah. All right, let's
have
a listen.
Imagine writing a song and then having someone like Johnny Cash cover it. Well. I mean, he also did Personal Jesus, and I know Martin. I know Martin was very proud of that.
Right, let's listen to Johnny Cash and then another song from Wayne Hussey. He's got his acoustic guitar here. 37942 at a cost of R1.50 if you want tickets. If you are in Joburg on Friday or Saturday night, it's for the Saturday night show. The Barnyard Theatre virtually sold out already. Listen, I've organized you some tickets. All you have to do is spell Wayne Hussey. What did somebody say? Oh, it was funny. What was this one? Yeah,
Wayne Lansky.
Yeah, Wayne Lansky.
Sorry, you failed.
No tickets. So get in touch now and we'll give you a call tomorrow and organize some tickets. You can come to the show.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decker and F.